Network presents to you the most unique show in sports.
This show kicks ass. Oh, hell yeah.
A show so unapologetically original, it needs its own word to describe it. Wagertainment.
Money won is twice as sweet as money earned.
Featuring the prop king himself, Nick Kostos.
Malik Nabers was walking down the red carpet on Lafayette Street while he's not practicing for the Giants, but he can model like this leather jacket with leather gloves in 100-degree weather. But Malik Nabers is back at practice. Also, like, no, I don't want to draft on Labor Day. Who does a fantasy football draft on Labor Day? The last holiday before. What the hell is wrong with people? Labor Day for fantasy football drafts? Grow up!
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry, wonderful football Wednesday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Kostos, the crew, and you with Femi Abebefe on a well-deserved vacation. Nick Kostos solo with you today, tomorrow, and Tuesday live on the Odyssey app, on SiriusXM, on YouTube, on Twitch, on radio stations nationwide, in your hearts and in your minds, as we and I bring you the fastest show in all of wagertainment. We're talking all things sports betting. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up today on the show, week one of college football kicks off tomorrow night on Thursday night. That's right. You know, Ohio State, Texas on Saturday. We got great games this weekend. We got North Carolina on Monday night with Bill Belichick. But man, we've got games tomorrow night, week one, college football. We've got games Friday night, week one, college football. And this might be the banger week one slate in the history of college football banger week one slates. And that is actually not hyperbole. I think it's the best week one in the history of college football from a scheduling perspective. And I've got thoughts. And I've got bets coming your way on a bunch of these games in week one. We'll save some for tomorrow, also for Thursday's edition of the show. But I will give you thoughts and bets on some of these games later in this program, including Travis Hunter and Shedeur Sanders-less, Colorado with Coach Prime, a 4.5-point home underdog against Brent Key and Georgia Tech. College football week one bets coming up in a little bit. Also, we are now in the thick of it. Fantasy football draft season is here. And I've got a list of my gotta have it. I hope we don't have to pay royalties to Cold Stone for that. Cold Stone with the do you want it? Do you love it? Do you gotta have it? There are some players this year in fantasy football that I gotta have. I've compiled the list. Guys that I'm reaching for. I don't care about ADP. I'm trying to win. And I'm calling my shot, and I've got a list of players that I think you need to know that I think will win me and you our fantasy football leagues this season. Two tremendous guests on today's program. Our BetMGM Network teammate, the great Sam Panayotovich, joins us at 5 o'clock Eastern. We'll get Sammy P's bets for week one in college football. And live from Flushing Meadows, the site of the U.S. Open, the great Patrick McEnroe, ESPN tennis analyst. He'll be on the call of Carlos Alcaraz's match tonight on ESPN. Patrick McEnroe will join us to break down the U.S. Open. And as always, all our bets for tonight will close the show in the final hour, the Power Hour. We are, ladies and gentlemen, we are, dear listener and dear viewer, 8 days away from kickoff of the 2025 NFL season. Oh, baby! It's almost here. 8 days away from kickoff. In Philadelphia, the home of the reigning defending Super Bowl champion Eagles, as they host the Dallas Cowboys. Will Micah Parsons play in the game? He's on a plane apparently to get like a second opinion on it. Who the hell knows what's going on here with Micah Parsons? We hope to acquire more information that will lead us to know whether he's going to play or not over the weekend, of course, as we head into Labor Day. Eagles, Cowboys, 8 days from today. And as such, I think right now it is time for one of my favorite exercises that we do here on You Better You Bet before the start of the season. And it's one of the things, candidly, that's really fun and unique about doing betting content versus traditional sports media, sports television, sports radio content. Because you can make the case, and I'm about to, for a bunch of teams that could win the Super Bowl. It's in their range of outcomes to win Super Bowl 60 this February in Northern California and lift the Lombardi Trophy. It could happen. And I acknowledge that. But in betting content, when you're thinking about plunking down your hard-earned money, that thought could needs to be accompanied by, would you bet on it? Is it something that you feel comfortable betting your hard-earned money on? A lot of things could happen, but does that mean you would bet on it? And when I think about it, right, teams that could win the Super Bowl versus teams that I would actually bet to win the Super Bowl, it's kind of like dating. And bear with me for a second here as I try and explain what I mean by this. Like, when I was single, I dated a ton. I was a serial dater. And I'm not trying to make myself out to be Romeo. I'm certainly not. If I went out on 1,000 first dates, and it was close, and I don't even say that in a braggadocious way. I just was on all the dating apps, and I always swiped right. Always. That was my gimmick. Swipe right first, ask questions later. If I went on 1,000 first dates, I went on maybe, I don't know, 100 second dates, 50 second dates. So just because there was a first date doesn't mean that there's going to be a second date. But I digress. That is the Nick Costos dating story. There's a big difference between dating and marrying. For me, at least, and maybe it's different for you, the listener or viewer, the barrier to entry for me with dating somebody, in my instance, with dating a female, right? Whatever it is that you like, with dating a female. Now, I would go on a first date with almost anyone. If I liked one thing about that girl, I would go on one date with her. But if I was going to date her a little bit seriously, go on a second date, a third date, maybe ask her to be my girlfriend. Maybe she meets my mom. Maybe she meets my sister. If it's going to get there, there have to be a bunch of things that I like about her. Nice legs. Great hair. Have you seen that ass? Fun personality. Family oriented. Yeah, which of these things is not like the other? What can I say? I'm a complex individual. But when it came down to it, I only married one girl. You can't marry everybody. You can date a lot, but you can't marry all of them. A big difference, again, between teams that you think could win the Super Bowl, teams that you'd like to date, and teams that you would actually bet to win the Super Bowl. Put a ring on it. Super Bowl or otherwise. And in my example, I want it to be the Super Bowl ring because I bought one engagement ring already. And let me tell you something. This bleep is the biggest scam known to man. Oh, you'd like to get married? You get to spend $20,000 to $35,000, and I'm using a wide range purposefully here. Like, you go a little less, you could go more. Apparently, Travis Kelce spent $1 million on the one for Taylor Swift. He's also really rich. What a scam this is. It's unbelievable. You want to get married? You have to donate $30,000 to the United States government in order to... What a scam this is. Unreal. These women should be lucky. I should go to like Stop and Shop, spend 25 cents at the goddamn dispenser and get a Cracker Jack ring and give it to her. We're going to spend the rest of our lives together. You need this big ass diamond to validate our relationship? A lot of personal feelings of mine coming out there. So again, teams that could win versus teams that you would bet to win. So let's narrow the focus down. The best of the best. The teams that I think, when we get to the end, that I think, and you can disagree, I'm going to paint what I think is a pretty compelling picture for why I think these teams could win the Super Bowl and the teams that I would actually bet to win Super Bowl 60. Let's start with the dating pool. All the potential choices. And we'll go, of course, because this is as one does when you're thinking about dating women, dating men, whatever. You log on to BetMGM because you want your dating life and your sex life, like your betting life, to be legendary. And we will go down the BetMGM odds board. Let's start with the Baltimore Ravens. Plus 700 to win Super Bowl 60. There's a lot to like about the 2025 Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens are the total package. The Ravens are beautiful. The Ravens are smart. The Ravens are funny. The Ravens have a good moral compass. The Ravens will be a great parent one day. The Baltimore Ravens have got it all. Best roster in the NFL from 1 to 53. Lamar Jackson, perennial MVP candidate at quarterback. Maybe should have won MVP for a second consecutive year. Last year, that's a debate for another time. And candidly, that time was months ago. But Lamar is obviously tremendous. Top 10 offensive line. Awesome defense. Love the addition of Jaire Alexander. Which is one of those where we're going to get to like October. And football fans who aren't in the weeds like we are going to go, when did the Ravens, like, they got this guy to what contract? How did that happen? Malachi Stark's going to be a stud at safety. They just extended Kyle Hamilton, the other safety, for $100 million, and he's tremendous. The ageless wonder, Derrick Henry. The tight end combo of Andrews and Likely. And Likely should be back at some point early in the season. We'll see you about week one. I don't love Zay Flowers in fantasy football, but I love him in real life. Coaching staff kicks ass. John Harbaugh, Todd Monken, Zach Orr. This is absolutely a legitimate contender and a team that could win the Super Bowl. Another team in the AFC has the same odds as the Baltimore Ravens. That team, the Buffalo Bills, at plus 700. The Buffalo Bills absolutely can win the Super Bowl. The thing that I like about the Buffalo Bills, this is like when you're in school or you're in the workplace and everybody likes this one girl or guy, whatever. Everyone likes this one person. And as a result, you like that person also because everybody wants to have him or her. And this year, everybody loves the Buffalo Bills. The MVP in Josh Allen. Awesome offensive line. An offense that doesn't even need a primary pass catcher because the quarterback's so damn good. And those pass catchers, you can make the case that a couple of them are going to be breakout candidates this season. Keon Coleman, second-year receiver. Dalton Kincaid, who frustrated a lot of people last year from a fantasy perspective, including me, but by all accounts was not playing healthy last year and is healthier entering this year. Love me some Khalil Shakir. Josh Palmer's like a better version of like Mac Hollins, who they had last year, running wind sprints down the field as a downfield threat for Josh Allen. Now, I do have concerns about the defense on this team. I don't love this secondary at all. Maxwell Hairston, first-round pick at corner, who I really like, who we talked about a lot before the draft, going to be on IR and miss at least the first four games of the season. Now here's Tre'Davious White, which would be great if this were like 8 years ago. I don't know how good it is now. The safeties are average at best, and that may be kind. And outside of Greg Rousseau, you're counting on Joey Bosa to turn back the clock and have a nice season rushing the passer. And I don't love this linebacker group as much as I have in recent years. Now, Sean McDermott's a really good defensive coach. Can't take that away from him. And he's been able to fix it in the past. And there can be no doubt that this Bills team is going to be a regular season monster as long as Josh Allen stays healthy. Despite the warts on defense, there's no doubt that the Buffalo Bills are a bona fide Super Bowl contender and could win it all. On the other side, we'll continue to run through the dating pool, the teams that I think could win it all this season.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas.